Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
And welcome back to Hour 3 of Rush to Reason here. I am your vice host, Andy Pate, sitting in for your host, John Rush, taking a well-deserved day off. Behind the glass, we have Charlie. Charlie, do we not have William Gein? We do not. We do not have William Gein. Okay, let's do something else. Let's just do something else. I want to talk about the NBA because, you know, we had the caller before the break wondering, hey, what happens with Hollywood if they keep putting out these movies that are incredibly left-wing? What is the only way to get them to change their ways? Well, there's only one way, folks. You got to say no. This is one reason I've been looking at the NBA, the NFL and saying, look, if you want them to get all this racist stuff out of there, you know, this anti-white person kind of stuff and this blame cops kind of stuff out of there and all the social justice, you're going to have to turn off the TV. You're going to have to say no. Well, that's been happening incredibly well with the NBA. Now, this stuns me, first of all, before I even get into what action Adam Silver took, and Adam Silver is the NBA commissioner. This stuns me. This really stuns me. Because their numbers should be up. Their numbers should be, they should be setting records, absolute records for numbers on TV. Why? Because there was nothing else to watch. When they first came out, right now I know the NFL's there too, but here's the thing, their numbers are just as low when there are NFL games on as when there aren't. And we are in the playoffs. We're in the finals right now with the Lakers and the Heat. That means LeBron James, biggest star in the game, right? He's on there, and their numbers are way down. But first, let's keep in mind, it's not just that their numbers are down. Their numbers should be up because there's nobody at the game. So they're already losing all that ticket revenue. Richard would tell you about this. They're already getting clobbered at the gate. But they also have nobody taking advantage of that. Now, think about it for a second. Let's imagine that they weren't doing any of this social justice preaching. None of it. Okay? No kneeling, no wearing jerseys that have, you know, that preach at you, no Black Lives Matter on the court, none of this. Okay? Absolutely none. And the players were doing like you and I have to do when we go to work and leaving politics out of it. Just playing hoops. And here you have all the biggest fans who go to the games can't. So they're all stuck at home. And on top of that, you have an entire society with nothing to watch. We've been streaming and watching the same, you know, TV shows that we've binge watched to death and we're tired of them. And we want to watch something else, anything else, something new. And here comes the NBA. And they're not preaching any of this stuff. You know as well as I do, their numbers would be through the roof. Oh my gosh, they would be setting records. And somebody might say, well, yeah, but there's no crowd there. Without the crowd, it's not as fun. You know, some of that's true. I think that's a legitimate point. But you don't watch the game for the crowd. You watch the game for the game. And if you're a fan and you want to see who wins and who gets that trophy, you're going to watch the game. You're going to watch those players with your jersey. I'm a big Milwaukee Bucks fan. Giannis Antetokounmpo, my favorite player in the league, right? If I were not having to deal with all this social justice preaching and there was nothing else going on, I got news for you. I would be lathering at the opportunity to crank on that TV, churn it up, have a pizza ready or a steak or something like that, and sit back and watch Giannis go at it for four quarters. I would do anything to be able to do that. I would. And I wouldn't care about, you know, are there any fans in the crowd? Would it take away a little bit of the fun because you don't know the roar of the crowd when they hit that three-pointer? Yeah. Or when they block that shot? Yeah, I agree. But would it crush the numbers? Absolutely not. Not at all. Absolutely not. Their numbers should be up, folks, and they are down. They've just had, what is it, three or four games of the NBA Finals with LeBron James. He and Giannis are the two biggest stars in the game, so you got one of them. LeBron is in the game. You also have the Heat, and they've got some stars. They got Jimmy Butler. And they've had by far, not just the lowest numbers, folks, by far the lowest numbers. I don't see the recent stats on this, but it was something crazy bad on how bad their numbers are. There is a championship series going on, and no one is watching it. They don't care. NFL's numbers are down too, but not nearly as much. Now, why would that be? First of all, the NFL is a better game. I think Richard would agree with me on that. But more to the point, the NFL, while they are doing some insulting things, you know, you've got teams that are not coming out for the anthem. My Green Bay Packers, they won't come out for the anthem. And you've got, you know, BLM messages here and there and so forth. They don't have BLM all over the field. It isn't nonstop preaching at you with BLM. So what is very clear here is that the more BLM, and let's just face it, politics, because we wouldn't care. If you preach right-wing politics at me, I don't want to watch either. I'm watching sports here, man. I'm trying to escape all that. The more they press politics, the less people want to watch. And the final stunning thing about this with the NBA is this. The politics they're pushing caters to the vast majority of the NBA audience. The NBA is not like the NFL. The NFL is pretty much divided right down the middle. The NBA is a very left-wing crowd. It's a very urban crowd. I know this. I've known, you know, I've had friends at work who watched the NBA and friends who didn't, right? And I've had friends who watched the NFL and friends who didn't, and it was always the same thing. The NBA had far more left-wing fans than the NFL. This should be catering to them, and yet they're cratering. Their numbers are down. Okay, well, here's what happened. Adam Silver, he made an appearance on NBA Countdown earlier this week to talk about the social justice messages that the league has on their basketball courts and on the players' jerseys. He said these messages will be largely left off the floor next season. Now, this is huge, folks, because their total intention was going forward, Black Lives Matter will be on the court. These messages will be on the jerseys. This is going to be everywhere. This is who we are now. Because let's face it, this is our labor force. Our labor force is not just young men who are primarily Black, but it is young men who are overwhelmingly liberal, both Black and white. Some of the most liberal people in the league, you know, the coach for the Spurs, Steve Nash, when he was playing, some of the most liberal people in that league are white. They had every intention of continuing that. They buckled. Silver continued, I would say in terms of the messages you see in the court and our jerseys, this was an extraordinary moment in time. Oh, right. My gosh. So he's saying this was an extraordinary moment in time when we began these discussions with the players and what we all lived through this summer. Uh-huh. My sense is there will be somewhat of a return to normalcy, that those messages will largely be left to be delivered off the floor. Okay. Let me translate. That was total garbage. Had their numbers not absolutely crashed and been wildly unpopular, there is no way they'd be doing this. They would go forth and be the BLM league forever. By not watching, you changed them. I don't know how to make it more clear. By not watching, you made them change their act. You made them drop the politics at work and suddenly, oh, I don't know, be like the rest of us at work, where we sell a product and we work with people of both parties who are together at the workplace and we have to get along. And we don't tell half our clientele, hey, gee, I don't like you. That's what they have to do now. And Adam Silver is facing up to reality. you know, Charlie was asking me at break, well, you know, what do you think, how do you think the players are going to take this? You know what? They're going to be very upset, but the players also want money. And they saw the drop was just astronomical. Nobody is interested. And let me make a prediction before we go to break. I got news for the NBA. You're going to get some people back. Yes, you had, you know, Mark Cuban and Ted Cruz got in a heated debate on Twitter, and it was pretty fun. And Cruz was just saying the truth, just saying flat out, you're killing yourself. You guys are killing yourself. All right. I don't think that when they fix this and get those messages off the court and everywhere, that all their fans are going to come back. That's my prediction. They're going to get, you know, a big jump in the numbers because there will be a good number of fans who are going to say, okay, as long as you don't shove this stuff down my throat, I'm back. But you're going to have a fair percentage of fans who are going to say, you did this to me. And the fact that you would ever do this to me infuriates me. And I will never forget it. And I have lost all interest in your league and in your product. You're going to have some of that. I think it's going to be a good 2 years before they can get their clientele back. I think next year they'll get a fair number back, but before they can really get it back, I think it's going to be 2 years, folks. I think they're in trouble. I think they made an incredible mistake. And I believe that they thought because their clientele was so liberal, this would not happen, and they're stunned. And one last thing, the NFL is watching. All right, let's take a break. We are going to, let's see, when we come back, we're going to take another look at the debate and a couple more points that were made. And by the way, there was a really good debate that happened on CNN between a member of the Trump team and a CNN host that was even more fun than the debate. I'm going to play that when we come back, and I'm going to give you my thoughts on it. I think you're really going to enjoy it here on Rush to Reason at KLZ 560.
For over 37 years, Geno's has been your go-to auto service shop in Littleton for all of your car repair and maintenance needs. This month, take advantage of Geno's engine and cabin air filter special and receive a NAPA $20 gift card. Do you want to breathe better air in your vehicle? Your cabin air filter helps to remove pollen, dust, smoke, and pollutants from the air inside your car. It's recommended to change your cabin air filter once a year in Colorado. Your engine air filter prevents dust, dirt, and contaminants from your engine. With any service, we'll do a free battery check to get you safely back on the road. Geno's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers, honoring warranty work you may have had done. Geno's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off for service and pick up when ready. Geno's is a Colorado Select member and conveniently located at Bowles and Platte Canyon. Check out Geno's Google reviews or call us with any questions. Visit Geno's online at genosautoservice.com.
Another satisfied customer of Rolly Purifoy and his team at Purifoy Chevrolet.
Hi, my name's Al.
Hi, this is Kathy.
We moved out here in 82, and we needed a better pickup truck to haul my wife's horses, so we went up there, and when we bought the new Chevy pickup, we knew we could count on them to take care of her if I was on the road, which they always have. And that made my job easier, being away from home, knowing that they were there for her. In other words, if she broke down, they could come tow her in. She could go up there with a light out. They would take care of it. They're like family.
I will tell you this, when I need a ride home, they have somebody to run me home. In fact, they fight over who's going to drive me. So we've made very good friends up there over the years. Like Al says, they're like family. We walk in and it's like, hi, Kathy. Hi, Al. We'd do anything for Rolly and the family up there.
Everything we have is Purifoy, and you just couldn't ask for a better experience.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. We're just up the road in Fort Lupton and on the web at purifoychevrolet.com. Find new roads.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I am your vice host, Andy Pate, in for John Rush, your host who has taken a great day off. Joe in Castle Rock is on the line. Joe, how you doing?
Damn, if Andy Pate, I thought Andy Cederbach was going to be in today. Well, well.
You know, she still doesn't show up, but I got to chew you out here for a moment.
What's that?
You're leaving Colorado? You're leaving us, coward, I knew you'd run. You're leaving us with Polis. How can you leave us with Polis?
Listen,
that's
not
like abandoning us on the doorstep of Darth Vader.
You think Polis is bad? You haven't heard about Phil Murphy in New Jersey. Let me tell you how
unfortunately I have, but by all means, explain the hell to which you are going.
Well, in addition to things like an 8% sales tax, property taxes are insane.
8%? Well, whoa. 8% sales tax? Statewide.
Sales tax.
That's not even city locales. Oh, my gosh.
Places like Newark, it's even higher.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, go ahead.
And outrageous. Oh, by the way, in New Jersey is one of the two places where you can't pump your own gas. So gas prices are higher because they have to pay an attendant to pump your gas for you. Let me tell you about homeowners' property insurance rates. If you buy a house for $500,000, you will be paying $14,000 a year in property taxes. Property taxes on that same house in Colorado will be about $4,000.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Have you and the missus picked out a good refrigerator box to live in? I mean, now me personally, I'm a Kenmore guy, but, you know, I'm just not sure what you're looking at.
I'm kind of a Samsung, you know.
Okay, yeah.
The French door Samsung, but God, it's just outrageous.
Wow.
Just incredibly outrageous. They're even talking now about taxing tap water. I swear to God, tap water.
Whereabouts are you going in Jersey? Jersey.
Northwest Jersey, about 15 miles from the Delaware River, a place called Flemington, which is about, maybe about an hour drive due west of Newark Airport.
Flemington.
Flemington.
They admit it, huh? Hey, really quick, can you do the accent?
You mean I have to fall back on it? Give me something to say in Jersey, because I grew up in New Jersey, went to college in New Jersey.
Okay. Tell me how you think Pence did last night in Jersey. That's
I got to tell you, that guy Pence, what a moron he was.
By the way,
I got to tell you this. Sopranos, I got to tell you this. I went to school with guys who worked for Tony Soprano, whose fathers worked for Tony Soprano. I swear to God, I did.
Did they really talk that way?
They talked that way. You know, I'd go over, you know, we'd go after school. I was too naive at the time. You know, I'd be, 14, 15. I'd go over to, this house, and his father would always be sitting there, big guy. He'd look like one of the big-chested guys in Soprano. He'd have a big red Cadillac parked in the driveway. And his father would always be sitting there in the living room at 3 in the afternoon. Well, what's your father? Oh, he's in a waste management business. And I got to tell you, I was also negotiating. I was in commercial industrial service business. And one time we were offered the opportunity to take over the staffing of the Meadowlands Convention, the Meadowlands with the giant stadium and the racetrack. And so I had to go see the guy who was the head of the union. And you go there, and there's these big, look like a penitentiary with the sliding gates with the concertina wire across the top. And you go in, and then there's a double door like an airlock. And I'm noticing the glass is bulletproof glass. And we go through, and the gal lets us in through the double doors. You got to identify yourself, and she buzzes you in. And I get into the guy in the business manager's office, and he's got bulletproof glass in his window. And we basically told him what we wanted to do, and, they were currently had like 48 guys there. And I said, well, we only need about 27 guys. You're going to hire all 48, and this is what you're going to pay them, and these are the 48 guys you're going to hire. It was absolutely no.
So they've never heard of the free market in New Jersey.
I mean, and literally, it came down to physical threats. He said, hey, if you like walking on two legs, this is how it's going to be. I swear to God.
I wonder if the kids talk to each other like that in the schoolyard. If you like walking on two legs, you'll give me your candy.
You know, I had my run-in with, I was a Polish Catholic kid, growing up in an Italian neighborhood. But yeah, I had my run-in. You had to earn your stripes. What was the phrase? But yeah, you had to push back. Got my share of bloody noses, gave my share of bloody noses, but that's the way it was growing up in northern New Jersey.
Let me ask you this. Are the Jets still in New Jersey or New York? Where are they? Meadowlands?
They play at the new Meadowlands Stadium. They alternate with the Giants.
So they're still in Jersey, though?
Still in Jersey.
Okay, so is it true that with the Giants and the Jets, that all the people of New Jersey are begging their governor to keep COVID? Keep the lockdowns, keep the shutdowns. I mean, it's the only way to stop these teams. Don't want
you
them
mean
to play.
To stop them from getting beaten and embarrassed, you mean, right?
My gosh. I don't even watch the game. But, now and then I'll look at the I've given up watching football for now. For now, for now, I'll come back. But, you know, their records, are they both 0-4?
I think they are. But I got to tell you a little football story. So
if they play each other, you know, I mean, do they play or do they, like, get bring in fans?
No, they never get to play each other. But I got to tell you a football story about the New York Giants.
Go ahead. Football
story. I saw my first New York Giants game when I was 7 years old. My grandfather, who had the same name as myself, he had tickets, and the Giants back then played in the Polo Grounds over in the Bronx, New York. It's long been since demolished. And then they were going to tear the Polo Grounds, so for two seasons, they played in Yankee Stadium, the baseball field. They played football in the baseball stadium. And the stadium still wasn't finished, so then they moved up to the Yale Bowl, and it just so happened the year was 1972, and I had gotten out of college, and I'm working in Connecticut, so I got to see him playing the Yale Bowl. So far I've seen him in Polo Grounds, seen him in Yankee Stadium, I've seen him in Yale Bowl. Anyway, then they finally finished the first Giants stadium in the Meadowlands, and I'm there. And then my grandfather passes away. The tickets were non-transferable, but my father had the same name as my grandfather. So when the renewal came, even though they were non-transferable, he just renewed them under the same name.
Sure.
When my father passed away 20 years later, my sister, who was the executor of the state, calls me and says, hey, I just got this renewal for the Giants tickets, and it says non-transferable, but it's got Dad's name, which is your name on it. Do you want to renew these tickets? So I'm living in Colorado. I said, sure, I'll renew them. So I renewed the Giants. So I'm the third guy. So at this point, you know, if the Giants were checking your records, I'm like 112 years old at this point. And then finally, about 5 years ago, the Giants transitioned to this seat license nonsense where you could pay like $2,500 per seat, but that gave you the right to sell your right to buy your tickets. But for 15 years, I was buying my tickets and reselling them to my relatives back in New Jersey. And I have a ton of relatives back because my wife and I are both from there. And, you know, we had a ton of relatives that we would sell the tickets. And finally, about, 4 years ago, when I was able to legally transfer them, I sold my seat license to a relative in New Jersey. But that's my New York Giants ticket story.
Well, that's pretty cool. I'll bet in the meantime, did you, like, sell the seats every weekend?
Oh yeah, no. I would sell them in bulk, you know, to one of my relatives at the beginning of the season, and he would, but with the understanding that, okay, hey, Tony, I'm going to give you the tickets, but you know, Bobby's going to get these, and Frankie's going to get those.
Sure.
So you know.
And you actually used the accent when you said that. Okay. All right, Joe, I got to run.
All right, take care, Andy.
Take care. Bye-bye. All right, folks, we're going to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Mark Smith, vast right-wing conspiracy here. On Rush to Reason at KLZ 560.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair will help you prioritize your vehicle's maintenance. You know there's a lot more to maintaining your vehicle than just getting your oil changed, but it seems like every time you go to the shop, the mechanic finds 10 things wrong, and all of them need to be fixed immediately, or there could be dire consequences. In your experience, very few auto repair shops will level with you about what's most important to fix right now and what could wait until later. The team of ASE-certified technicians at Extreme Auto Repair do their best to inform you about your vehicle's factory-recommended maintenance without using scare tactics to pressure you into spending more money. They have a reputation among their many repeat customers of only fixing what needs to be fixed, not more. At Extreme Auto Repair in Parker, you can trust their team to tell you what needs to be fixed when. Find out what your vehicle really needs at klzradio.com/extreme. Promises kept.
All right, Ascend Health Centers. You know, we always talk about losing weight after the holidays, but here's a novel idea. Lose weight before the holidays. At Ascend Health Centers, Dr. Julie Markiel can guide you into all the smart practices that save you months of frustration later on. Call Dr. Julie at 303-343-8800 or go to AscentHealthCenter.com.
You just don't feel good. Maybe it's an immune disorder. Maybe it's lack of healthy diet and exercise. Maybe it's a hormone imbalance or some unidentified underlying health issue. Whatever the reason, you can't remember the last time you felt truly refreshed, full of energy, and free of aches and pains. Dr. Julie Markiel of Ascend Health Center believes it's possible to feel great. She wants to give you hope by providing practical direction for healthy lifestyle changes. Nobody can figure out their health issues and maintain a perfect diet and exercise alone. We all need guidance and support to find out what's going on and work to fix it. Dr. Julie and the team at Ascent Health Center will meet with you to identify some possible causes for your high stress levels, low energy levels, and poor sleep. Then they will make a plan to stop feeling awful all the time and start feeling great. Mention Rush to Reason today for a free, no-obligation consultation with Dr. Julie.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Andy Pate, I am your vice host, filling in for your lovable host, John Rush, who has taken a day off. And we're still waiting on Mark Smith to call in, author of The Vast Right-Wing Conspiracy. Hopefully we'll hear from him soon. But first, let me see, what shall I do instead? Let's do this first. Charlie, I want to talk about Kristi Noem, because it's always great to talk about Kristi Noem from South Dakota, the greatest place in the universe to go right now. Governor Kristi Noem said Monday, South Dakota has given the rest of the country an example of how to navigate through a pandemic without heavy-handed government mandates. And folks, in case you don't know, if you've missed some of our shows on this, South Dakota has no mandates. It is wonderful up there. All their schools are opened up, and she advised them not to put masks on the kids. In other words, let them be kids. That's pretty smart. That's pretty smart because unless a child is highly at risk, and she has already said in those cases when they're highly at risk, shelter them. We'll teach them online. We'll do whatever you need. But please don't have a, you know, somebody who has a real immune deficiency, something like that. But outside of that, bring your kids to school. Well, she did that. And Noem told lawmakers during a special session of the legislature in Pierre that while her resistance to statewide stay-at-home orders has drawn criticism, it's also provided a different approach to managing the pandemic than those taken in other states. And by the way, I just wish we lived there because Corey and I went up there, what was it, about a month and a half ago, Charlie, thereabouts. It's a paradise. It's beyond wonderful. I mean, it is just absolutely beyond wonderful. You walk wherever you want. You go into places, you know, they have a little bit of distancing. If you go play like in the casinos, they'll have some plexiglass between some of the machines, stuff like that. You know, you don't have people coughing on each other or anything like that. But generally, you're just very safe and it's very nice. This is quoting Kristi Noem. She says, as you all might imagine, these last 7 months have been quite lonely at times. But earlier this week, one very prominent national reporter sent me a note that said, Governor, if you hadn't stood against lockdowns, we'd have no proof of just how useless they really have been. Now, this did come right off the heels of South Dakota having its worst month yet during the pandemic. And it has been their worst month. And it happens. Everybody, it's been kind of going up and down everywhere across the country. So the state has consistently broken some records in recent weeks related to the rate of new cases. Of course, they're also testing way more. We know how that goes. They have more active cases. Their hospitalizations and deaths are up, although not greatly. And just to give you some perspective, Colorado, which of course has us in lockdown hell, still averages well over what South Dakota does in deaths per million. So you're more likely to die here than you are to die there so far, and it's been staying that way. You know, that gap is closed a little bit, but not that much. And the simple fact is they're living the dream. And just to remind you of a couple other things here, you know, to blow Christy Noem's horn. And I'm going to tell you again, she will be one of those who's up to run for president in 2024, either on top of the ticket or on the bottom of it. But they have no need of the $300 a month unemployment assistance. She actually told the feds, hey, no thanks. They're now, I believe they're over 90% of their job losses, you know, during COVID because it hit everybody. They've got them all back. They're flooded with jobs. They're rocking. They're happy, 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 happy. And we have to keep in mind, even those deaths that do occur, let's remember what Susan Kochevar was talking about. These are happening. These are deaths that are not killing people who are in the prime of life. And I don't mean that one death doesn't matter and another death does. Please understand, that's not what I'm saying. But what does have to be taken into account is how many years of life are you losing? COVID, the average age of death with COVID, as I said last hour, is the same, roughly the same as the average lifespan of an American. This is a viral comorbidity. It's not a plague. It's a viral comorbidity. What does that mean? It means it is that thing that with, on average, 2.6 other comorbidities, it puts you over the edge. So if you are at risk, you need to be sheltered. By the way, a little bit of news. I think you already know this. We mentioned it, John and I did the other day. Florida has gotten rid of its restrictions. They told the Miami Dolphins, hey, man, you can have full seating. I'm not sure if they've done that yet with Tampa Bay and Jacksonville. Well, Jacksonville never has anybody. So, you know, I mean, Jacksonville has believed in, with their seating, they've believed in social distancing now for a very long time. But the Miami Dolphins, who sell out, they can now actually have full seating, which is pretty cool. All right, back to Christy Noem. Anyway, she's very excited. South Dakota received $1.25 billion in federal funds through the CARES Act to provide some relief for those hurt by the pandemic. That was early on. And while Noem has marked hundreds of millions for local and state governments and schools, nearly $600 million remains untapped. In other words, they haven't even needed to use it, folks. Here in Colorado, we're running after every federal dollar we can because our governor, Kevin Polis, has run our economy into the ground. Big difference. Big difference. Way to go. Attaboy or attagirl. Christy Noem, please, I wish there were some way you were our governor and we could be living the life too. I'm looking at Charlie. Do we have? Oh, we got Doug on the line? Okay. Sorry, folks. I didn't know if we had a caller or if we had Mark Smith. We have the best. We have Doug from Alt. Doug, how you doing, sir?
Hey, doing great. You were talking about South Dakota.
I was. Have you been?
Wonderful performance. I was talking with a gentleman recently. He was trying to move his family to one of the bigger towns in South Dakota.
Yeah.
And it was going to take 6 months until they could close on a house because they're selling so many houses so quickly.
Right. This is, by the way, stay on for a second because this is another news story that people don't know about. South Dakota can't take in all the people who are fleeing there.
Yeah, he was purposely going there to get his family away from Polis.
Yeah. What about the National Western Stock Show? We shut ours down.
Oh.
Well, yeah, and we had their the head of tourism from there come on the air here.
Oh.
And yeah, and she said the day after we announced that that ours was not going to happen, they got flooded with calls of all the vendors who decided they were going to. Yeah, because they're still going to hold theirs. It's at the end of January, beginning of February. They're still holding theirs. So now they're already selling out of all their hotels. So whereabouts was your friend moving?
What's on the west end, the bigger town? Rapid City?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his son's in high school football, and he's trying to get his scholarship, and they can't play down here. He's like, how is he going to get a scholarship unless he's playing?
Wow.
And so, yeah, they were trying to, and they can't get be counted as an in-state unless you have a house and everything. And so they weren't going to meet the criteria, so now he's trapped here.
And they can't get a house.
Well, they couldn't get one in time for the school year.
Oh, no.
To meet the criteria.
So he's not going to get to play?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Unless King Bolas goes somewhere.
Oh, please.
Oh, back on the stock show.
Yeah, yeah.
I just saw a headline that Nebraska, I think it was Grand Island, is offering to hold the cattle shows and or all the livestock shows in January.
So are you talking they're saying they'll host the National Western Stock Show or just a portion of it?
I didn't read all of it, but I think it was just the livestock portion. So probably not the rodeos and vendors and shows, but at least the livestock shows, because these kids spend years, you know, growing their animals and grooming and learning, and then suddenly they don't, you know, they make it this far, and this was one of the pinnacles. But so yeah, hopefully they can go to Nebraska and continue with life.
Hey Doug, really quick before we go to break here, have you heard anything about Nebraska, what their lockdowns are like? I know it's got to be not as bad as ours.
I was just over there, just in
what was it like?
Omaha, and well, I drove through the entire state, I guess.
Okay.
And wherever I stopped, I didn't wear a mask once.
What about all the people around you? Let me ask you this. Did you look at license plates and then see people wearing masks or not based on their license plate? I saw some of that up in Wyoming.
That, I didn't pay attention to that particularly, but
okay.
Now that you mention it, I think that was the thing. If they've got a California plate, they're going to be wearing their mask in the car. and then once you get to truck stops or gas stations, all the locals were not wearing masks unless they work there and they're required to. And then half of them were down at their chin. So it was, and there was a lot of out-of-state plates. There was people traveling by car.
Oh, sure.
Who obviously
I-80 is just loaded. All right.
And that was a month or so ago, so summer.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for the update. And, geez, I hope your friend does get to move up there. And please tell your friend from Rush to Reason we are very sorry about their son not being able to play football. And I'm not kidding. I mean that. I am so sorry, because you're right. He's trying to work toward a scholarship. He's trying to prove himself. And our governor doesn't care.
I will certainly pass that along.
Thanks a lot, Doug. See you later. Okay, we're going to take a break here, folks. When we come back, we'll talk to Craig. Hang on, Craig. In the meantime, Flesh and Beck is next. All right, I know. You got a slam dunk case. You think you don't need a lawyer. Wrong. No matter how good your case is, you need preparation and presentation. Because when you're in front of that judge, you want your guy or gal to be better than theirs. Don't take chances. Call Kevin Flesch. That's F-L-E-S-C-H. He's my lawyer. He can be yours, too. So call Flesch and Beck at 303-806-8886 or go to fleshlawfirm.com.
Here's why you need personal injury attorney Kevin Flesch on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesch and Beck Law. They get results.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, when does that chip on your windshield become a crack? At the worst time, when you're busiest, you know that's when it's going to happen. So get ahead of it. Contact Novus Auto Glass with cutting-edge technology. They're fast, they're friendly, and they're ready to take care of smart people like you, people who think ahead. Contact Novus Auto Glass, that's N-O-V-U-S, at rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate. As the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
The number one goal of the Enchanted Kitchens design team is to create a space that fits your daily life. Yes, you want a kitchen that looks nicer and more modern. But for you, the primary value of a redesign is the difference it will make in your everyday life. You need a functional, open space so you can have a pleasant day-to-day experience in your kitchen. Above all, you want a kitchen that works. At Enchanted Kitchens, you will partner with a professional team of designers who know how to ask the right questions to help you plan out the kitchen you and your family really need. As a Rush to Reason listener, after you visited their experience center, the Enchanted Kitchens team will schedule a follow-up meeting in your home for free to assess your space and learn specifics, like how often do you entertain and for how many. In order to get the functional kitchen of your dreams, you need the Enchanted Kitchens design team on your side. Visit klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
John Rush here. Join me this Saturday for Drive Radio. We'll be on remote at the Novus Auto Glass location in Colorado Springs. The address, 3475 Pine Tree Square. There'll be lots of giveaways and food and fun. Come by and see us. That's Drive Radio this Saturday.
GIA Insurance shops the entire market for the right plan at the best price. So they must be more expensive, right? Wrong! All of that valuable market research comes as a free benefit to you from Paul and his team at GIA. Get more without paying more.
And welcome back to Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. I am your vice host, filling in today for host John Rush. I'm Andy Pate. Charlie Grimes behind the window. And on the line, we got Craig from Wheat Ridge. Craig, don't tell me that you want to actually lose this incredibly wonderful governor of ours.
Oh, yeah. By all means.
What's happening?
And by the way, you're doing a great job.
Oh, thanks, Craig. Always appreciate it.
The recall polis movement's starting to get a little steam. They're announcing some locations, and for those of us that are in the Jefferson County West area, North area,
yeah,
there's a, not that they're a sponsor of yours, but they will be set up at the 5280 Armory Range this Saturday and Sunday.
Where is that?
They will be, let's see, they are at 4781 West 58th Avenue. It's just east of Sheridan Boulevard off of, it's about three blocks to the east. And the recall polis people will be there taking signatures between 12 and 3 on Saturday and 12 and 4 on Sunday.
Hey, Craig, is there a number or a website or something where people can go to and see where all of the sign-up places are?
I believe it's Recall Polis 2020, and they have by county where throughout the state, because I know your broadcasting goes all over the state.
Oh, yeah.
Where they will be in each specific county and dates and times.
Yeah, but I'm afraid we can't do it legally. Illegally. We're not going to let illegal voters do it, so only legal ones can help us with this.
Correct.
Sorry, I was talking to Scott Gessler earlier, and they're registering all kinds of illegal voters, which I just think is horrible. All right, man, that's fantastic. Hey, before I let you go, can I ask you something? What did you think of our vice president? Did you see any of that?
We did watch it.
What'd you think?
And I thought he did a fine job. I just wish he had... You know, his delivery is so slow that
it is.
He could have gotten in a lot more information in, you know, because they had such a, you know, a short 2-minute speaking
right.
Time limit. So, you know, he was always running past, and, you know, the moderator was trying to cut him off. But I think he got in some good points.
You know, I thought he came off also very likable. I knew he was going to win on the points. I knew he was going to win on substance. But I thought he won on style because she came off. Well, just tell me, how'd you think she came off versus him?
Snarky.
Yeah.
One word, snarky.
Mean.
And I'm finding, as I talk to more of my male friends,
yeah,
their wives and their significant others do not care for her at all. So if they were trying to get, you know, maybe the suburban housewife's vote, and she got into that teary sounding voice, like she was going to start crying. And
right.
It was just annoying.
I'm sorry, but and, you know, that was so inauthentic.
Yeah, and the split screen thing, you know, the smirk and the squinting of the eyes and all the facial expressions, that, and, you know, Mike Pence is such a class act compared to her.
He did that so well. I mean, he would just a little bit go, huh, when she would say something that was just a grotesque lie. But even then, he played it cool. He didn't want to come off as overdoing it. I was just really impressed. I was happy with Mike Pence. And I do think that's going to be a little bit more of what we're going to see out of Trump next time around.
Yeah, I think he could take some lessons from Mike Pence as far as how to do a debate, definitely.
I think we all could. All right, Craig. Well, thank you so much. And folks, do go online and look for Recall Polis. There are places all over the state, and you can help us maybe get a better governor. All right. There was another debate that happened on CNN. It was just it was between Hogan Gidley and a CNN anchor person. I don't remember which one. I really don't care. And Hogan Gidley is a former Trump spokesperson, and he did a really good job. So do we have this teed up, Charlie? Oh, 1 second. Or do we have a caller? Okay, sorry. We're going to wait just a moment here. Okay, basically, Hogan Gidley did something that needs to be done, because we always let the left go after Trump again and again and again, saying, okay, well, you disavow, you know, white supremacists. Are you a white supremacist? These questions that they're trying to cast the idea that simply by us asking it over and over and over again, what we're saying is you are one and that you have to deny it. Well, what Hogan Gidley did is something people haven't done enough. He tore into Joe Biden's past on racial comments. And, you know, the funny thing is that if Donald Trump had even a portion of the comments that Joe Biden has made, Donald Trump would be thrown out of his own campaign. And so Hogan Gidley just tore him apart on this. And 1 second. Can we run the tape? Yeah, now we're ready. Okay, I want you to listen to this. This is Hogan Gidley on CNN.
He said sure three times. He has done it in the past multiple times. I don't know how many ways you want him to say it and how many times you want him to say it. Do you have any idea, John, what an exalted cyclops of the KKK is? Because Joe Biden sure does. He spoke at a funeral for one and praised him profusely. Any idea who George Wallace is? Joe Biden sure does.
Yeah.
He thanked the person who gave him the award for George Wallace's name. Any idea what a racial jungle is? It's what Joe Biden doesn't want his kids to grow up in. Joe Biden's record on race is absolutely disgusting.
Okay. Joe Biden,
Donald Trump
Joe Biden
was opening up his properties
Biden,
to African Americans and Jewish people while you were still in local television
Joe
news, John.
You know, one
the
thing,
fact
Hogan,
is, this
one
president
thing, Hogan,
has a record of respect Hogan, and Hogan, understanding
Hogan,
these groups
Hogan,
like nobody
Hogan,
else. I'm
Hogan,
sorry, I'm not going to sit here
Hogan,
and let you call the president
Joe
of the United
can
States
defend
a racist
his own
when
Joe Biden
he is the
can
only one. He is
Joe Biden can defend his own record. He can defend his own relationship, and he did in the past.
Joe Biden can defend his own record on this? Oh, my gosh. When? Number one, he doesn't go on Fox unless he's talking to someone like Chris Wallace, who is going to vote for him. So Chris Wallace isn't going to ask. He won't go on Hannity. He won't go on Laura Ingraham. He won't go on Tucker. He's not going to go on the radio with anybody on the right. And then he'll go on to CNN. He'll go on MSNBC. He'll go on to all these shows where none of them are going to ask Joe Biden about any of these comments he's made in the past, unless they already frame it in some way that makes him sound innocent. When is he going to answer for the ridiculously racist things he's said? I mean, my goodness. doesn't want to go here because it's like a jungle. And you know, and what about when he said about Barack Obama, this guy is really incredible and unusual. He's a fine black man who dresses well and talks well and all this. He has said he's clean. Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Charlie. Folks, there is a racist running for president. It's not Donald Trump. That's all I'll say. Wonderful job, Hogan Gidley. What a great way to finish out. And folks, I want you to know we are done for the day. I want to thank you for coming today. If you missed the first hour, it will be on in just a few minutes. Tomorrow, Richard Rush is going to join me and John. We're going to talk about movies with your favorite soundtracks. So be ready to call in and tell us your favorite soundtrack movies. Until then, drive safe. God bless. And thanks for joining us at Rush to Reason, KLZ 560.